Blog Talk Radio.
To the Spirit of America Party, the Spirit of America Party book, and the endorser of El Trumpo. Do you remember when the communist said he won't get the Latino vote? And then they said he wouldn't get the African American vote? Well, he's going to get a family Latinos, and they're already calling him El Trumpo. He's going to get gospel blacks, people like Ben Carter, Cain, Herman Cain, who, you see what the Democrats did to Herman Cain? Now, did Herman Cain play the race card? No. Herman Cain's a man. He's a stand-up man. He takes the shots and he gives shots. What they did to Herman Cain, they trotted out a couple of bimbos. Isn't it funny? The president of the United States that ran the White House like an outhouse had all kinds of bimbos. And they've got him looking like St. Thomas More. But Herman Cain, they trotted out a big bimbo who happened to live in the same building as the number one Democrat huckster. And I can't remember his name because he after he did his damage, he laid low. But his name will come to me during the show. And anyway, this bimbo said she was a social climber, and she lived in the same building as this Democrat that worked for Hillary, the top gun. He was the top gun. And she said she never met him. She never met him. But she met Herman, right? So Herman, in order to save his marriage and not give his wife any angst, dropped out. So he was an easy knockoff. But you got to remember something about Democrats. First off, they have no God in their party. They threw him out. They threw him out at the last convention. You go to YouTube, you'll see it all. Just Democrats throw out God and click on it. Then they took down the Ten Commandments because their party has changed thou shalt not to thou shall. And Hillary is already broken. One, two, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Yes, she covets everything. She even covets the ass and the ox. So I just wanted to give you a little heads up that Trump has run the gauntlet this week. They trotted out a girl who was the lover of a drug lord. But you see, drugs is now good business in the Democrat Party. And the state of Colorado is leading the way. And marijuana, the opening drug, is on the commodities exchange now. You can buy marijuana futures. And the government can't wait to tax it because there's going to be a lot more spending money for the House and the Senate once they get their hooks into the junkies. And then again, the people will pay for the rehab. Yeah, grandma won't be able to get a new knee, but Joey with the Jones will get rehab, and it'll come out of Social Security. And then they'll tell you Social Security is broke. This government is corrupt all the way. There's no innocent lambs in Washington, D.C. They're all leeches. And they're all for sale. Now including the FBI and the Department of Injustice. Yeah. Bill Clinton climbed on a plane with the with the Loretta Lynch mob. And all of a sudden, the FBI director broke out in a cold sweat and could find nothing wrong with all of the looting that the Clintons have done. We're going to have some chuckles tonight. But let me address the NFL being taken over by the Communist Party. People are frustrated. The Americans, the number one sport they love is football. They love football as much as they love the flag and the Star Spangled Banner. Now the Communist Party is making them choose. You either become a communist and watch football, or you don't watch football. What are we going to do? Most guys are going to watch football. They will write off the burn the flag, clench, take a knee for communism. They will. they will write it off and they'll buy the communist lie that it's only freedom of speech. Did you know that 40 days before 9/11, 48 senators voted to burn the flag and they called it freedom of speech? The few remaining Americans left in the House and the Senate rallied, and the House, 55 days before 9/11, passed a resolution to make flag desecration a criminal offense. And it lost by one vote. But 125 congressmen voted to burn the flag, and they said it was freedom of speech. 48 senators voted to burn the flag, and they said it was freedom of speech. You know what's funny? I had the list of everybody who voted. And I did I read the list when I did a YouTube video called Flag Burners of Record, Abu Tom, A-B-U-T-O-M, because that's the easy way to find it. Flag Burners of Record, and it's got a picture. When it opens up, it's got a picture of Robert Byrd, the Democrat head of the Klan in West Virginia, who has since gone to meet his maker and explain why he used to burn crosses. Yeah, he's down there now. You know where he is? He's in oil burner number 2 with Ted Kennedy. Yeah. They're in the engine room. Yeah. But anyway, of the 125 Viet Congress mice who voted to burn the flag, and when, as soon as I hear the word Viet Cong, I got to say, pay a tribute to the Vietnam vets who were betrayed brutally. They were betrayed brutally during the war. That's when we had a draft, and supposedly everybody went. But the fat cats and the Grey Poupon communists, who never served this country, only served it up, they wrote themselves exemptions. I heard, and it's only alleged, that Al Gore's father, who was a senator at the time, could get you a deferment for $10,000. Do you believe that? Can you believe that somebody would go astray in this great land, the land that used to have 10 commandments, to remind us all what number we are? Yeah. Okay, so back to football. People are frustrated. They love football, they love the flag, and now they're being forced to choose by the Communist Party and the NFL. Well, here's how I do it. Maybe this will help you. I definitely make sure I'm at the opening of the game. And I look for the game opening Star Spangled Banner. And if I see anyone dissing my country's anthem, I'm gone. I'm gone. End of story. And I have a little comment that I would like to mention to the sponsors who are sponsoring communism in football. Eat Shiite sponsors. Show me Tim Tebow taking a knee for Jesus. I'm in. Tension, clenched fist, fools. You may think that is a symbol of black power, but long before you copied from the communist, it was a symbol of international communism, who is playing you, sucker, and they've been playing you since 1914 in Queens, New York, at the Negro Garagemen's Association. They infiltrated such a small organization, but they're everywhere. They may even be in the NAACP, which in the beginning was good. But today, some people say it's the National Association for the Advancement of Communist People. Okay, so having said that, If Trump sticks to his talking points, Hitler is finished. The party of death is finished. And Trump is running the gauntlet this week. They distracted him, and they put him on the defensive. And they used Miss Venezuela to do it. You know what's happening in Venezuela? Venezuela, under Hugo Chavez, Obama's buddy, and Cindy Sheehan's boyfriend, there, he seized the oil companies and all American companies in Venezuela. Chevron Oil took the biggest hit, I think. He seized it, took all the oil for the people. They always do it for the people. Yes, they always do. Remember that. Communists always do it for the people. And then once they're on top, they kill all the people. So, Hugo Chavez, he seized the oil company, and he said he was going to spread the wealth among the people. And the first thing he did was he took $1.8 billion and he bought AK-47s to help communize Central and South America. And, of course, to protect himself from the people he saved. Yeah. So what happened? He died of cancer. Actually, the rumor is he survived. And due to Cuban hospitals. He went to Cuba and got a treatment. And then he died. If he'd gone to Sloan Kettering in New York, he might have had a chance. But then again, what can I tell you? So he died, and his replacement took over. And you know what happened? The same thing that happened to Cuba. Cuba went broke. Cuba was down and almost out for the count. And they got rescued by Obama the communist. He pumped money in there because he wants to make sure. He put 5,000 drug dealers, released them from prison to handle the new loads coming in from Havana. Fidel Castro was one of the biggest drug dealers in the Caribbean. He's worth $670 million, and that was a count that's 10 years old. Now, back to Venezuela. Venezuela went broke. They have no money. The money is no good. And guess what was the first thing they ran out of? Not AK-47s. They got plenty of those. And they'll shoot you if you ask for bread. They ran out of toilet paper. But the good news is their money is worthless, so they can use the money as toilet paper. Isn't that wonderful? Wouldn't you want to live there? And yet Venezuela was well off when they were selling oil and doing oil deals. They were doing okay, but they went whole hog. They got greedy. They turned piggy. And they stole from others instead of working out a deal. Now, who works out deals? El Trumpo, El Trumpo, the job czaro. He works out deals. He could have worked out a deal for Venezuela. So Obama got word that Fidel Castro, and you got to remember this, Clinton's made a deal with Fidel when they were in power. And to tie the bind with Fidel, they went into Miami. And they kidnapped a Cuban kid during Holy Week. They sent Janet Waco Reno, sent in the Gestapo to snatch the kid. And of course, the kid was in a house with his relatives. And their lawyer, who actually is a friend of the Clintons, his name was Kendall Coffee Boy. He was standing by the fax machine waiting for a negotiation fax from Janet Waco Reno. But instead of the facts, he got faxed. And the door got kicked open by Janet Reno's stormtroopers. And they put an automatic weapon to the kid's head. And they dragged him out. And guess what the code word was for a successful snatch? You ready? Bingo, bingo, bingo. Now, who plays bingo? Catholic churches. The rumor was the kid was holed up in a church. And they practiced. I'll bet you they practiced busting down the doors of the church and snatching the kid on the altar. Bingo, bingo, bingo. So they ran the kid up to Washington, D.C. during Holy Week. Not a politician could be found. All the judges locked their doors and wouldn't take phone calls. And they doped the kid up. And they had him on an Air Force base. And one American was left to defend the country. And his name, he was a senator from New Hampshire. His name was Bob Smith, an ex-Navy man. And he went to that Air Force base demanding to see the kid. And they wouldn't let him on the base. Yet every senator has the right to go on any base in the country and be given access to anything on that base. So you see who runs the country? The Clintons. And now they run the FBI, the EPA, the BLM. Okay. And so they took time off and they gave Obama his chance. So Obama goes to Cuba and he makes a deal with Fidel. Now, when they did the snatch of Elian Gonzalez, you know what else they did? A typical Democrat tactic. My friends, never look at what the Democrats are pointing you to look at. Look for what they don't want you to see. For what they don't want you to see. And what they did is they used the old Hillary tactic. They labeled Elian Gonzalez's mother a putana so that nobody would respect her. And they disenfranchised this boy's mother. This boy's mother died bringing him to freedom. She became shark food. And they labeled her a putana, which is easy to do. There's a tactic that the Democrats use all the time, and you should know about it. And by the way, the Democrat Party is dead. It's been dead since JFK. It is now the Communist Party. It is the party of Joseph Stalin. Anyway, and the New York Times is their Pravda. So they labeled the mom a putana, and that's a tactic they have. It's called Mary is a whore. That's how they get you. They'll take poor, helpless, innocent Mary. Maybe she got raped by the president. And when she starts to whine and complain, they label her a whore. So what happens? The media introduces her as Mary the whore. Then they turn around and Mary protests her innocence. At the time that they do the label, 80% of the label sticks with 80% of the American people. Mary protests her innocence. She demands a fair trial. She sues to get her honor back. After the court, and she's found innocent, only 50% believe Mary's a whore. And that's the price that we all pay for listening to communist BS. Once they plant the seed lives. So, having said that, I'm going to give you tune. Let me see if I can find something really nice. Okay. This guy, WikiLeaks, he says on Tuesday, or by Wednesday, he's going to release stuff on Hillary that's going to destroy her chances for the presidency. So in the hopes that this man is accurate, I'm going to play this tune and I'm going to dedicate it to Hillary.
There may be trouble ahead, but while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Before the fiddlers have fled, before they ask us to pay the bill, and while we still have the chance, let's face the music and dance. Soon we'll be without the moon, humming a different tune, and then there may be teardrops to shed. So while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Let's face the music and dance. The moon humming a different tune, and then there may be teardrops to shed. So while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Let's face the music and dance.
We're back. Here's the headline. WikiLeaks cancels on Hillary emails. Oh, they must have sent him a picture of Vince Foster. And they're asking if Hillary's getting blood transfusions. Oh, my God. What was this country coming to? Are we ripe for a takeover? Do you think we could be ripe for a takeover? Okay, let's see what else we can talk about. Okay, I told you about the NFL and how I would handle it. Okay, there's a guy thanking me for my Rosh Hashanah best wishes. Some people call it Russia Homa because they got to be home before sundown. Is Hillary receiving WikiLeaks cancels next debate in 7 days? Trump's got to win that one. Can make no bones about it. He has to win that one. He has to mop the floor with Hillary. He's got to come out of there with people living in fear of him. Okay, the New York Times come out and broke the law and issued Trump's 1995 tax return, which they weren't supposed to do, and I'm sure Donald will be suing them. He'll probably end up owning a newspaper, and then he'll bankrupt it just for spite. Okay, when John McCain was running for president, the VC Times rejected his editorial. He turned in, like, you know, I'm a candidate for president. Here's my editorial. And they said, it's rejected. You got to have better grammar. Or some other cockamamie excuse. But let me tell you a little bit about the New York Slimes. They have supported communism since they endorsed Stalin. Their editor at the time was a guy named Walter Duranty. He covered up Stalin's murder of 10 million Ukrainians. And just before Stalin died, he was starting to kill all the Jewish doctors in Russia. Check it out. Lavrenty Beria cordoned off the Ukraine. No one was allowed in or out. And he starved 10 million men, women, and children to death. There are pictures, if you Google, you will find pictures of Ukrainians eating their dead children to survive. You know how desperate you got to be to eat your children? The United States has no idea of the cruelty and barbarism of people. They have never experienced it. And when they do, the suicide rate is going to go through the roof. The Communist Times endorsed Mao Zedong, who murdered 60 million Chinese. Times called him the George Washington of China. The Time went on to endorse Obama's mother, Fidel Castro. They called Castro the George Washington of Cuba. The only thing the Times is good for is parakeet paper and monkfish wrap. Once a communist, always a communist. And don't believe the lie. We defeated communism. And the Republicans tell that lie the most. The Democrats' lie that they tell the most is we are the strongest nation on the face of the earth. You tell that to God. See what he has to say. Don't believe we defeated communism. Just look and listen around. Go to any college. They went back to 1995 to find Trump's tax return. They never told the nation. Listen carefully because you don't know this. They never told the nation about the Obama cover-up of 1,700 dead American troops and 17,000 wounded in Afghanistan. You only heard about the CH-47 chopper crash and Benghazi, but you haven't heard about the 1,700 dead Americans in Afghanistan under Obama and 17,000 wounded in Afghanistan under Obama, and now he's sneaking troops back into Iraq. And John Kerry has pulled out of negotiations with the Russians over Syria, and he hasn't pulled out, he's run out. He's scared. Putin laughs at him. So they never told the nation about the Obama cover-up. And guess how clever the communists are. You know why you didn't hear about 1,700 dead Americans and 17,000 wounded? Because the day Obama came into office, he classified them as NATO troops. Everybody thinks they're buried in Holland. Yet when Bush was president, NBC, CNN, all the communist networks, NBC, nothing but communist, ABC, always be communist, CNN, the communist news network, CBS, the communist broadcasting system, they were at every Gold Star mother's home with 20 microphones stuck in mom's face. How does it feel to know your son died under George Bush? They showed his picture. They showed his town. They showed his name and rank and branch of the service. But all of the Americans that Obama lost, you don't know one. You don't know one. And that doesn't count all of the GIs in Fort Leavenworth that have been tried and convicted of unpremeditated murder. Did you ever hear of that charge? It was made up. That's like, what's the other, workplace violence. Yeah. Obama makes up his own buzzwords for acts, dirty deeds he's going to commit. Those people are up in Fort Leavenworth. They're getting 10 to 15 years. 10 to 15 years. And their families are destitute. They get no benefits. They're living in shame. Many of them with one and two kids. Mom now has to go to work, and the state will raise our children. You want the state raising your children? You want communist core, comrade? Yep. And not only that, the casualty count in Afghanistan rose from 7 to 1. 7 wounded to 1 dead to 9 wounded to 1 dead. And you don't hear boo in the media. You don't hear boo. Taking a break, we'll come back. I'm going to give you Faith of Our Fathers, because we got to bring back the Ten Commandments and we got to bring back Jesus. So those polls, those are my polls, and those numbers are very, very accurate. Trump does not make it. America does not make it. We will all be in re-education camps, except for the 20% of Americans who must be liquidated on Bill Ayers, that's Obama's La Venti Beria, orders. And you won't be selected by ethnicity or culture. The order is shoot all Americans. Sit on that capon neck. You're going to die as an American on your knees again. We lost the internet and no one said boo. That is how easily we can lose control of our freedom. Again, no one will say boo. We have been ripe for a takeoff since the Clintons sold their first foul deed. Oh, by the way, when they kidnapped Elian Gonzalez, the people, the grandmothers that were outside saying the rosary, lighting candles, and holding up holy pictures that got stomped on the way in, they trashed the CNN news tent because they felt CNN was working for the Clintons. What a coincidence, huh? Poor Elian Gonzalez, he never had a chance. And Geraldo Rivera was on, I think, NBC shouting, "A boy belongs with his father." His father got off the plane. He was standing at the top of the stairs, and he gave the American people the finger. And then he brought in a bunch of drugs to dope the kid up with, and they sent him back to Cuba. And Ted Kennedy was renting a love boat because he thought they were going to get a good deal from Fidel. And they were, all the Democrats were getting ready to sail to Havana, just like 41 Democrats got on a plane and flew to Damascus, Syria, to meet with Bashar al-Assad under the tutelage of Nancy Pelosi. And they stacked the plane with booze, $41,000 worth of liqueurs. Yeah, we're screwed, man. We're screwed. And here in poor New Jersey, the government just raised the gas tax, another 27 cents. Yeah, these people are living too high on the hog. We know how to spend that money. They say they're going to make $2 billion over 10 years. Let me tell you, they're going to make $2 billion over 10 minutes. And they know how to spend it. You don't. You don't deserve it. You just keep working those three jobs. Pass the kids to the wife as she comes off her second shift. Yeah, what a joke. You don't get Trump, you're in trouble. You're going to be working four jobs. Yeah. Okay. That's how easy we can lose control of our freedom. Obama gave the gift of the internet to the New World Order. Yeah. Americans invent it. And everybody else gets to use it. And no one said boo. And now, we've been ripe for a takeover since the Clintons sold their first foul deed. And Obama went and collected on that marker that the Clintons laid down a long time ago with Fidel. And you know what was happening in Cuba when Obama bailed out the Communist Party? They were starving. Do you know what a Cuban fantasy is? A banana. They were eating still life paintings down there. Boycotts do work. The only ones they don't work for are the communists who say they don't work. Well, we're in a whole new ball game. Obama has given the Middle East to the Russians and the Iranians. And if you think the Iranians are waiting 10 years to produce nukes, you want to buy two Brooklyn Bridges? I'll throw in a third one, no charge. The most respected agency in law enforcement is now the equal of the Mexican police. The FBI has become the FIB. And the chief is dirty. And the whole agency must be dirty. The last bastion of American due diligence is now in the Shiite house, Obama has poisoned the well of freedom, and Hitler recharges admission. Trump has been taking all kinds of hits. You can turn on any TV channel. Trump did this. Trump did that. We have late breaking news. We just found a 69-year-old diaper pail marked Trump. And we sent it to Washington for stool analysis. We think there is a trace back to Trump. It's unbelievable. But here's a picture of Hillary picking her nose. Get rid of that. That's not good. That's not good, no. What are you, a male chauvinist pig? What are you, an anti-feminist? Hey, did you ever hear the song Mala Femina, a bad woman? You don't have to think there's such a thing as a bad woman. Yeah. I know guys in the battered husbands witness protection program. Okay. So, having said that, yeah, communism has a long reach. It even reaches into Catholic colleges. Catholic colleges are not so Catholic. And I hear bad things about Jesuits. I hear that Jesuits they're not on the up and up. We'll see. It all comes out in the wars. The sad part is that there's a lot of Clorox in that, and you could be burned. Okay, we're going to jump to a tune. We got 12 minutes left. Yeah, I'm going to play this one. I'm dedicating this to El Trumbo. Oh, yeah, they said he wouldn't get the Latino votes. I gave him the name El Trumpo, the job czaro. I was bowling today. I'm learning how to bowl. But I had an argument with the bowling alley people. They wouldn't put the pins in the gutter where I like to bowl, where my ball lands all the time. There was a Latino family. They looked Mexican, and they were over at the next alley. And the kids were having a ball, a bowling ball. And they have these things that they have these like holders. You can put a ball on the top and it's got a little slide. And the kids can put the ball up there and they only have to push it and it goes down the alley. You had to see how much fun they were having. The father, the mother, elder daughter, younger daughter, two boys. And you know what? They all said hello to me. Not rehearsed, just hello, you know, hi, everybody. They're enjoying the good life. Suppose they're illegal. Trump will send them home. No, he won't. That's a BS story that the Camos made up. Never listen to the Camos. Listen to what they don't tell you. The family is probably legal. And they're living the American dream. So, who can argue with that? We're not going to give up all our gardeners. We're not going to. You go to a Greek restaurant. I go to a Greek restaurant. And everybody in the kitchen is Mexican. I'm not giving them up. Do you think that Nancy Pelosi is going to give up her little peons? That she underpays? Okay, Jose, you have to go now. Immigration is here. Here's your $2 for the day. Hurry off. Nancy Pelosi went to Syria with 41 Democrats. And she asked Bashar al-Assad, according to me, to close the palace windows because the screams of the Americans having their legs blown off down the street was interrupting her thought. Her train of thought. 41 Democrats went to kiss, to lick Bashar Assad's boots. And that's what you got. When just before we went to Iraq, three congressmen, all Democrats, Banya, Thompson, and McDermott, all money-grubbing communist Democrats. They went to see Saddam Hussein to get a handout. Why do you think they went there? Oh, they went there to make peace, representing the American people. Sure they did. Saddam wouldn't see him. They wouldn't see him. But if you ever want to see anybody oppose Bush, check those three guys out. I think one of them is a member of the Socialist Party. Yeah, all the congressmen have their hands out. I'm going to tell you a story real quick. We had a bright and shining star. Young man, college graduate, went to law school and ran for Congress. Okay? Now, you know, if you ever go to a job for the first time or you join an organization for the first time, you play it smart. You look around. You see what's going on. You see what's acceptable, what's not acceptable, even if you join a bowling team. Right? You see what they like, what they don't like, what they frown on. But eventually, you become one of the boys. Well, it took this congressman about 6 months in Washington, and he became one of the boys. Lead by example, follow by example. So guess what he did? He got a second wife, but he didn't tell the first one. And he got his second wife pregnant. He didn't marry her. It was like, you know, one of those, what do they call them when the B-52 gets refueled? A hookup. Yeah. Oh, he had a wife and a kid in Washington. He had a wife and two little daughters in his hometown. Okay. Now, how would you like to be the wife? The legal wife. How would you like to know that your in-laws know about the other wife and they're hiding it from you? To the point that the father of this congressman is paying the other wife's room and board, child care, and living expenses so that you don't see it in the family checkbook. How's that? Well, guess what happened? You know what happens. The fit hits the shan. He was drunk and he got pulled over in Washington. One cop doing his job. God bless that cop. Yeah. He didn't care he was a congressman. He was drunk and he was recklessly driving. That cop did his job. Probably lost it the next day. Okay? And it all came out. And he had to resign. New York sends the finest to Washington to represent us. We sent Hillary. And we sent Anthony Weiner. Anthony of Weiner. If he was 14th century, he'd be known as Anthony of Weiner. Unbelievable, man. The crap we said. And he's married to an Iranian Secret Service agent. Yeah. Who was in charge of Hillary's emails. Yeah. Oh, we're doing great. We're doing great. And never forget, the Democrats kicked God out at the last convention. They have no God. And they kill 4,700 American babies a day. And we're all going to pay for that. Because, as Osama bin Laden said, all American taxpayers are Jews who we hated. And all American taxpayers are subsidizing child murder. And just because you look the other way, that doesn't mean anything. God doesn't look the other way. God sees what we all do. So I'm dedicating this tune to Donald Trump.
Do not forsake me, oh my darling, on this our wedding day. Do not forsake me, oh my darling, fate awaits me. I only know I must be brave, for I must face the man who hates me, or lie a coward, a craven coward, or lie a coward in my grave. Look at that big hand move along, nearing high noon. He made a vow while in state prison, but it would be my life or his'n. I'm not afraid of death, but oh, what shall I do if you leave me? Do not forsake me, oh my darling. That promise as a bride. Do not forsake me, oh my darling. Although you're grieving, don't think of leaving. Now that I need you by my side, wait a long.
Here's a question no one is asking. Think about this. You now see the FBI is corrupt. $6 million this FBI director got from Lockheed Martin. And his brother, I think, makes $1 million on the Clinton Foundation. Okay? But here's a question no one is asking. Did the IRS give Hillary Trump's tax info? She seems to be very sure about his tax returns. That can never happen. The IRS is so pure. Was Trump's tax info bleached at Hillary's Fifth Amendment cover-up by the FBI? You have five people that are responsible, and you give them all immunity, and you have no witnesses. I'd like to call the dishwasher from the El Morocco Club. Anything NBC is a brainwashing tool. NBC is 100% pro-Democrat Party or Communist Party, whatever you'd like to call it. From SNL, SNL is the tool, the one tool that the dopey Republicans don't have. They have no humor. SNL has everything is a joke and you laugh. But there are many true words in a joke. And they use that to reach the minds of the mindless. It is really sad. But NBC is no good. And I give you any, and I feel sorry for the followers of Bernie Sanders, who's now ripping up Trump for Hillary. And I don't care about Hillary's emails. Nice. Bernie was ordered to run against Hillary. Bernie didn't decide to do it for the good of his followers. He was told to do it. They had to have somebody up there. The all-inclusive party had to find somebody that wasn't black, that wasn't Chinese, that wasn't Latino. They had to find somebody that could run against Hillary that was white. So you had two white people representing the minorities in the country. Want to know the truth about minorities? You're never a minority if you're an American. Americans are the majority. So get off the minority kick. And I wish Trump would come out and say, no more checkboxes on any government applications. And I see a guy on Fox today. He's getting ready to add more checkboxes to different tribes, Muslim tribes. It's, they're tearing it all down, man. They're, and you know what the sad part is? The ones that are doing the most damage think they're going to get a reward. But Bernie's followers were loyal to Bernie. They supported him. And Bernie stood up there and said, I'll be with you at the convention and we'll be heard. And then the Democrat Party of Death said, Bernie, pull out now and go buy yourself the third socialist home. Spend about $600,000. Oh, no, he wouldn't take a payoff. Okay, I believe you. Yeah. Make that four Brooklyn Bridges. So they knew. Now along comes Gary, the libertarian, and the people that want to pass drug laws are saying he's a pot smoke. He's a pothead. I tell you, you know, Mary is a tramp. That's their tactic. There's two other tactics that they use brilliantly. If they want to destroy the opposition, all they have to do is say he's a homosexual. They do it. Give you one of the best example. There's a priest. His name is Father Michael Judd. Or Judge, Father Michael Judge. He was the fire chaplain on 911. He was the first to die. I think a body fell on him from jumping out a window and landed on him, and he died. And they carried him out in that classic picture. He was already in heaven. Well, the first thing that the spoilers did was they labeled him a homosexual. These are the people that make speeches about protecting homosexuals. But whenever it's to their advantage to label or out somebody, they do it. They have no scruples. They have no commandments. They have no God. They voted him out. Okay, that's one. What was the other tactic that they do? That slips my mind. Okay. So let's see what we had here. Yeah, so NBC, they're nothing, and CNN, they're constantly tagging Trump. They know if Trump gets in, they're all screwed. How many Trump speeches have you watched where he points to the entire media and says they're all no good? He says it. Would you say that if you were a politician knowing you're going to need the media? Give me a pass, fellas. Don't hurt me. I'm trying to win more payoffs from my constituents. Yeah. It's sad, man. So SNL writes her jokes. And her big joke was, this guy's up at 3 o'clock in the morning going after pure as the driven snow. Underweight. Underweight. A model. The airline stewardess has got to sign an agreement that they won't gain weight. But the rules are different if you're running for president and your name is Trump. We have a different set of rules. They don't apply to us. They only apply to him. Yeah. I hope he does away with checkboxes. I'll tell you another quick one. This is going to blow your mind. I know a guy who took the fireman's test. And he scored almost 100 on the test. And he checked off the box marked African American. After the test, in 5 days, he was called down for an interview. And he went into the interview and the interviewer said, you're not African American, you're white. He goes, yes. Well, why did you check off African American? He says, I did it on an accident. Guy says, we'll call you. We'll call you. You know when they called him? You ready? 5 years later. Yeah. With liberty and justice for all. So, SNL writes her jokes, and when she ran against the American imposter, see, I say Obama I don't get involved with if he, does he have papers. Is he a dog with papers or not? I say he's an imposter. He's pretending to be an American. Against the American imposter, she said, I take 3 a.m. phone calls. And when she got one, she hung up and says, who cared how they died? We do, Hitlery, and you. We do, Hitlery. We care how they died, and you're unfit to command or to be trusted. She can't pass a security test. She's not qualified to read secrets. But you see, there's an exception. If you're a communist, not all rules don't apply. And when I say communist, don't think of some poor black bread, white water, water starved peasant in Russia being cut in half by a Cossack saber. No, there are gray poupon communists who are filthy rich. It's all about power. When you get to the top, it's all the same people. That's why they don't want Trump, because he's going to bust up their party. They're going to have to pick up their chips and run. So, Hitler is unfit to command. If you were on the front line, running out of ammo, who would you send? Obama the coward? Hitler the double crosser? Or my man Trump? If you had to send wounded, someone back to carry the wounded, and would you send Obama, Hillary, or Trump? And he'll bring back more ammo. He ain't going to let you be without ammo. He tells you what he's going to do. The saddest picture I have seen in my life is 10 sailors on two boats on their knees looking like Colin Kaepernick. Don't look in my eyes, Hitlery. Hitlery told the Secret Service never to look in her eyes. And I'm aware of someone who was on an elevator with her. Help. You know, help, the people she always has a picture taken with. She had a picture taken the other day with a 12-year-old girl, about 12 years old, in a wheelchair. Let me tell you something. She wouldn't be caught dead near that girl in the wheelchair. That's a propaganda shot. And my wife said to me, that 12-year-old in the wheelchair would never get to be 12 if Hitler had her way. And you know what that means. Cut them up and sell them for parts. The truth hurts. And one day when you find out you lose your country, you've lost your country, you're going to be very upset. And the damage will have been done and there's nothing you can do about it. You'll see Russian tanks in the streets of your town with Chinese road guards, and you'll think it's a parade. And the saddest part, all you helicopter moms, listen very carefully. Listen. You got a 10-year-old son? In 8 years, he will be eligible for the draft. You think there's no draft? The French thought there was no draft in World War I, and they got pulled off the streets in Paris and sent to the front in taxi cabs. A strong nation defies its enemies. A weak nation gets overrun, and our enemies will know when the time is right to come and take it. Don't let anybody take your guns away. That's the one thing that keeps us safe. Those who take your guns away intend to kill you. So, remember your 10-year-old. Because you've got them, you hug them, you love them, and one day the government is going to say, let him go, Ma, he's got to go to the front. And he may not get basic training. There may not be time. Patton said twice in his lifetime, he saw us come from behind. He said he didn't believe we could do it. And you look at Aleppo, Syria today. That could be Aleppo, New York City. And don't think it can't happen. Never can happen, happens all the time. Think of your 10-year-old. you better vote for Trump. And it's really sad. And my wife made a comment. She was watching a commercial for Burger King, and there's two 22-year-old jerks, and they got the Burger King crowns on. And then we saw kids with the other guys that weren't in the commercial wearing Burger King crowns. And Jimmy from Brooklyn said to me, Tom, when was the last time you saw an entire baseball team cry? When was the last time you saw another baseball team cry that was on the same field? When was the last time you saw men cry like that? Never. Men don't cry. Some do. I do. If I don't get my porridge. But men suck it up. We've become a nation of wusses and wimps. We really are. You can go to the gym and you can bulk up and you can press 600 pounds, but it's not the one muscle that you need is the heart muscle. And you got to have heart. If you look at the guys who won World War II, they were all lightweights. They were all skinny. Right? See them with their shirts off. Guys with horn-rimmed glasses. We don't have less than 1% defends the country today. And we're putting them in jail. And we're shooting cops. Another cop got killed today. And the man who recoined the phrase, never let a good crisis go to waste, is king of crisis in Chicago, the mayor, Rahm Emanuel. There are more dead black kids on his watch than it's almost as sad. It's almost as sad as the cover-up in Afghanistan of the loss of our troops that nobody knows about. Mom, you got a 10-year-old or a 9-year-old or an 8-year-old because they could draft at 16. And that draft is coming back. As soon as we are weak, face down, pants down, we're in trouble. And beware of Democrats who say we're the strongest nation on the face of the earth because they have no effing idea. So I'm closing. I wish you all a happy Rosh Hashanah. And I'm looking, I guess I'm going to do, oh, I know which one I want to play. Let me see if I can find it. It starts with an E. It doesn't start with an E. Oh, I know. It's the Navy hymn. Let's see if we'll go down to N. Yeah, I got it. Navy hymn. Eternal Father, strong to save. Oh, hear us when we cry to thee, and pray to God we never have to cry to him because we lost our country. I stopped it because I want to dedicate this to the 23 guys who are going to take their lives tomorrow or have taken their lives today. If you're thinking about taking your life, GI, don't do it. You already gave your life. It's time to get your life back. God will help you. He created you. He knows you. He loves you. Turn to him. Ask for help. Trump will take care of you. Trump will rebuild the VA. Don't give up. Postpone what you're going to do a day. Listen for God's message. Bad Navy Hymn has a ton of verses. If you Google it, you'll see all of the verses that they have. They have them for the SEALs. They have them for Marines. And I guess every organization adds one more verse into the Navy Hymn. That's our show, folks. God keep you safe. Have a nice weekend.